On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Joining us from the Heritage Foundation, Emma Waters, for our typically a weekly update. Emma, thanks for the time today.
Of course, Steve. It's great to be back.
Well, you know, so many of us grew up scouting. I know I was a Cub Scout for a time, I don't know if that touched your life when you were growing up. Actually, you're younger than I am, Emma, and I'm going to hope if you did, maybe you were associated with some other alternative groups that have stayed closer to the true founding of the whole thing behind scouting. But it brings us to an article we find at the Daily Signal. America's scouting tradition should be about moral principles, not shifting ideology. An article written by Patty Garibay, and we'll hear more about her, I'm sure, as we continue our conversation. What did you find, Emma, as you walked through this?
Yeah, this topic hits very close to home. My husband and all of his brothers graduated as Eagle Scouts before turning 18, and have been very passionate about the original vision of the Boy Scouts, and likewise have been equally disheartened to see how far they have fallen in their failure to form men in particular in ways that were morally sound, with the inclusion of DEI and transgenderism, the acceptance of even gay ideologies, and even the unwillingness to keep Boy Scouts boys, and to change the name and include girls and just totally shift the original vision. And what I really appreciated about this article in particular is that one could be tempted to think, well, this is great news. The Department of War with Pete Hegseth is putting great pressure on the Scouts of America. They're considering reforming their ways. Maybe it could become the Boy Scouts that it used to be. That was the very optimistic opinion that I had before reading this article. But the article makes such an interesting point where she says, if the Scouts of America are going to be easily swayed by whatever administration is in power. Under Biden, they moved very, very far to the left. And now, if they're willing to reconsider their principles under a Trump presidency, then ultimately what we're looking at here isn't the level of firm conviction and moral formation, but actually an institution that is so far gone that it's lost its identity to such a degree that it's simply shifting based on whatever political ideology it thinks has the most power. And so even if it's maybe a little bit closer to the values that you and I hold right now, that's still not ultimately sufficient, because that's no guarantee that under the next president or the next administration, they wouldn't shift again to places that are really, really bad. So the article really just makes the case for, should we even trust this institution? Is it even sufficient for them to reconsider some of their positions if we know this is just a political utilitarian calculation for them and not something that's based in real conviction?
Yeah. And as we read through the article, on this radio station, Emma, every month we feature a different Christian school at no cost to the school. We find that these nonprofit organizations often don't have the resources to have, you know, regular radio spots running, and we want to support what they're doing, offering a Christian option for parents to consider. And that's how, you know, that's part of the reason I wanted to bring up Patty Garibay's story and her story as a founder of American Heritage Girls. That was mentioned in the article as well.
Yes, that's absolutely right. And what I appreciate is I think there's such an important role to play in sex-specific education, that there is a firm difference between men and women, and that we should have spaces where you can train men to be manly men and women to be feminine and virtuous, and that that's actually a gift and something that we want to preserve in our public life. And that's something that she's done so well through that organization.
Yeah, well, and as our listeners hopefully read through this, and again, they'll find it at thedailysignal.com, which is closely related with the Heritage Foundation at heritage.org. America's scouting tradition should be about moral principles, not shifting ideology. But in addition to American Heritage Girls, that's mentioned in the article. Not mentioned in the article is something very similar as an option for boys and young men is Trail Life, and traillifeusa.com is their website. And our audience may be familiar with time we've spent visiting with the CEO of that organization as well. But plenty of opportunity to do a lot of the same things that you know, your husband and his brothers and I did as young boys, learning to be men and doing the, you know, the things that you mentioned that are appropriate for each gender, that we still recognize the two genders, and to take nothing away from those like your husband and his brothers who put a lot of hard work into Eagle Scouting, and those that are leading these, you know, scouting.
Yeah, it's Scouts of America, something Scouts, very vague.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that really tarnishes the hard work and ideologies and morals that others who went before Scouting USA had. So kudos to your husband. And that's people, for I don't know if either they forget or they're not even aware of the amount of effort it took and the lessons learned. That can be found in these optional Trail Life USA and American Heritage Girls. But any thoughts from you, Emma, on any hope to see the scouting? And like you said, it seems like it'll just ebb and flow depending on who's in the White House.
Yeah, I think time will tell. It seems that the rot, sadly, goes very deep within the Boy Scouts of it. Well, what was formerly the Boy Scouts of America, beyond what even a single shift could in these 4 years could solve. I think one of the outstanding questions is that of status. There's such a status still associated with the Boy Scouts of America or the Scouts of America as they are today, that I think is really important in building the sort of pride of character. I have done this thing that the United States, that the Department of War recognizes as a great and valiant deed. And it seems to me that either we're going to need to see these other movements like Trailblazers and others really step up to fill that role, to build the status and that national symbol of pride associated with it, or see a major reformation with the Scouts of America. But either way, we need something where young men can rightly find a healthy sense of pride and status and who they are and who they're being formed into being. I mean, I think it's a really crucial part of raising good and strong men who will be great leaders in the United States for the future. So whether it's Scouts of America or it's another institution, I think the question for the administration should be, who is the entity or the group that we want to empower, that we want to help build into that movement for young men and for young women, of course, as well. And that should really be the question, whether it's Scouts of America or another one that's built up in the last, 30 or 50 years.
Yeah. Well, as we wrap up our conversation, plenty of gratitude to put out there. First of all, to God, for us in America to still have the freedom to have organizations like what Patty Garibay founded in American Heritage Girls and other organizations that have been founded for boys, the ones we mentioned, including Trail Life USA, but to creating these national Christ-centered leadership and character development programs. And Emma, thanks to you and the team at Heritage, heritage.org and dailysignal.com for keeping us appraised of things happening in the culture and looking at them through a worldview lens that lines up with our ideology. Again, Emma, thanks to you. Appreciate your time and look forward to catching up with you again.
Hey, sounds great. Have a wonderful weekend, Steve.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.